General Flynn called me and he said, Clay, I want to raise $1 million for the families of those 13 soldiers that were killed in Afghanistan. He said, Clay, can you get on the phone with your contacts and make it happen? So I called One America. They're going to stream the event. They're running commercials right now promoting the event. One America News is, NTD is. We have so many streaming partners. So this event, we're going to have, Aaron, 4 speakers per hour. We haven't talked about that yet.
Oh, great.
So it's going to be, it's going to be a laser show.
Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Hello, Flyover family. Welcome. Wow. Hold on to your seat because this next episode is like riding a bull while ordering something at Taco Bell.
Which it sounds like, have you had experience with that?
I never have, but I could just imagine.
But you can just imagine. We're talking about events. I'm going to give you a piece of information right now that you're going to need. It's going to pop up on the screen throughout. It's in the notes below. But you can text 816-579-1144. 816-579-1144. Text the word events and you can get information about everything encapsulated inside of this episode. The details, maps, directions, specifics. And you don't know reason to call like, hey, how do I find the thing?
It's exactly.
Text 816-579-1144. The word events, 816-579-1144.
Okay, David. So tell us about today's show.
Yes, 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 and yes.
Yes.
I've always wanted to say that, and today we have a great reason because we have our good buddy Clay Clark in the house with a cast of characters from the great state of Oklahoma.
Yay, welcome!
All right, appreciate you guys. There are 3 of us. We changed the camera angle today, so that's to my right. That's Aaron Antis. He just walked in literally 10 minutes ago from Alaska.
Yes.
He returned in for the meet and greet. I think he's bringing an entire moose carcass.
Moose and a couple bears.
Yeah. Then we have Pastor Craig Hagen. Pastor Craig Hagen is the pastor of the Rhema Bible College, the Rhema Bible Church, where, by the way, that was the site of the first Reawaken America tour event. And without the diligence and the commitment of Rhema Bible College to allowing us to host the General Flynn Reawaken America Tour, we would not be having the Reawaken America Tour. So special shout out to Mr. Hagen, Pastor Hagen here, and Aaron Antis behind the scenes, organizes all these speakers, keeps us on time, does a lot of work, and he might be bringing moose meat to the meet and greet.
And Aaron wears the very cool red, white, and blue jacket on stage. It always looks amazing.
Yeah.
He's got the cool tennis shoes, everything that goes, so... incredible.
Yep. Yeah. See, it's kind of like the Apollo Creed of the Reawakened Tour.
I find myself mesmerized by your jacket to the point that I can't focus. True. You know, people will say, no one's on the stage right now. I just get stuck in a trance. I'm like, look at that jacket. I just want to touch it.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
A lot of people salute when I walk by. It's kind of awkward. I'm like, I am not military, but I appreciate you saluting the jacket because it is the flag.
So for those of you just tuning in and you're not in the loop of what is this Reawaken we keep talking about, what is a Clay Clark? What is moose meat? What are all these things coming together? The 24th and 25th of September is the very next one to try to meet the gold standard that was set in Tulsa, Oklahoma back in April, which we firmly believe was the beginning of a revival in our country. And the purpose of these events, let me just hit one thing, Clay, and I'll let you expand on it. There's a lot of people that have kind of followed this trend of patriotism and waking up in America, but they kind of come in the door of military intel, the General Flynn world and what's going on and how's America going to get fixed through that door. Another group of people kind of come into the room through this prophetic culture and ministry culture and come in through that one. Then there's another group that's like, I don't really care about all that. I'm trying to live and survive government overreach. I'm trying to keep my government from killing me in this process. Well, I want to hear from doctors that have an alternative, that have hope and squash the spirit of fear. And so they come in through that door. And then once all those 3 groups of people get together in one room, they're like, hey, I didn't know that your group even existed. And the other group's like, hey, I didn't even know your group existed. And hey, we can all be friends. And they all learn a lot from each other, but they smash the spirit of fear and all learn from each other. And you got speakers every 20 minutes for 2 days. Bam, bam, bam. Yeah. It's like a TED talk without the deep state.
Well, you know, I will say this, the Reawaken America Tour really is about exposing election fraud, medical fraud, and religious fraud. What does that mean? There's medical fraud, election fraud, religious fraud. So if you can picture it, Klaus Schwab calls it the Great Reset. He calls this COVID-19. Oh, maybe do it this way. Maybe it's this way. Oh, here we go. Yep, he calls it. There it is. Yeah. No, new camera. He calls it COVID-19, the Great Reset. This is the head of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. He wrote a book called COVID-19, the Great Reset. COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination, IDAI. And if you go to rumble.com today, or you go to BitChute, or even on YouTube, if you go on YouTube right now and you type in Klaus Schwab, Fourth Industrial Revolution, Klaus Schwab no longer even hides. He has said on YouTube, you can see him right now, he's saying that the election, he says that the fourth Industrial Revolution isn't about election fraud, isn't about medical fraud, isn't about religious fraud. He says, it's not about changing what you do for a living or changing the way the economy works. It's about changing you. He says that the fourth industrial revolution is literally about changing you through genetic editing. That's why in those COVID-19 shots, you have RNA modifying nanotechnology, you have luciferase, you have SM-102, you have graphene oxide. Everything is cited right there at timetofreeamerica.com. So what we do is we try to show up at these events, kill the spirit of fear, let people know that the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID, those models are false. Let people know that the PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of positive COVID-19 cases. And let people know that COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. And I just want to give people some stats. Dr. Zelenko, who I'm trying to get out to come to the Dallas event. We just sold out San Antonio yesterday. So Dallas is the final event we have tickets left for. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, God's really been working on me, and he's been encouraging me to make the seventh one all about revival. The entire, it's going to be like the revival of the revival of the revivals. I'm on the phone with Sean Foyt and many people leading the spiritual reawakening of America. Wow. It's going to be next level. But I'm just telling you, Dr. Zelenko, who I've had on my show, who I'm trying to bring to Dallas, this guy has treated 7,000 COVID patients. Dr. Sherwood, Sherwood.tv, you have him on your show a lot. Sherwood.tv, he's treated 9,000 patients. That's Aaron's doctor, Pastor Craig's doctor, 9,000 COVID patients. Dr. Jim Meehan has treated 2,700 COVID patients. That's MeehanMD.com. So if you do the math, 9,000 plus 2,700 plus 7,000, you've got 18,700 COVID-19 patients that have been treated with a total between all three doctors of 3 deaths. And this just in, eventually people die. So if Father Time gets COVID and a strong breeze, blows by in front of the medical clinic and Father Time, you know, if you're Father Time, well, you're 95, 94, whatever, eventually you're going to die. And then right now, because of the falsely calibrated PCR tests, they can false attribute any kind of death to COVID.
That's true.
So I'm just saying, I mean, did they even have 3 patients die? All we know is they've treated now between the three of these guys, 18,700 COVID patients and more now. That's just the last stats with only 3 deaths. So these events are phenomenal. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I'm telling you, it's a recharge. It's a reboot.
Yes.
And you can name your price. You can go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your price. But we just now dipped under 1,500 tickets left for Dallas. Mm. And that's not even until December. December, folks, and your meet and greet is phenomenal. And if Aaron will bring the moose meat to the meet and greet, I think
we can see what we can do. It's a 1,600 pounds of moose meat. It's going to be a little hard to take in my carry on luggage.
Does it even taste good? Does it taste good?
It does. It kind of tastes. If you've had elk before, it's similar, but a little bit more gamey.
Dave, what do you think? So, are you down with moose meat?
I don't know. Is that what you got when you were in Alaska, Aaron?
Yeah. We went moose hunting, and actually some of the people I was with got a moose, a grizzly bear, and a black bear in one hunt. So I did not shoot.
What do you hunt with? Are you hunting with a bow and arrow? Are you hunting with frisbees? Just throw frisbees at
them? They were hunting with both a bow and arrow and with a gun.
Really?
They get them with a bow and arrow? Throwing stars.
They did not get anything with a bow and arrow on this trip, but they have in the past.
So crazy.
So, yeah.
Man. You know, when my son was in high school, we went for 2 weeks, and we did fishing, we did halibut, we did hiking. Of the 2 weeks, there was 3 days we didn't even go to bed because it kind of got dusk, and then the sun came up again, and we were just going like crazy. I stayed away from the bear and the moose because they looked too much like my dad's side of the family. It looked like a family reunion. I wanted to stay away from those guys. It was a little too personal. It brought up something inside me. I stayed with the fish, though, and we ate fish for we brought back 150 pounds of salmon.
We did.
About six months of fish only at our house. We didn't really like fish before then, but we didn't have any options. We
started getting scales. It was amazing.
Well, Dave, I wanted to interject one thing before you get back to what you're doing. I just want to make sure I bring this up because your meet and greets are phenomenal. And I can say that many people came to the event. I'd love to say people would come up to me and say, oh, you're the best. No, people love. Oh, yeah. They love hearing about the election fraud. They love hearing about the medical fraud. They love the prayer service where people lay hands on them and they pray. There's many miracles we've seen. Mm-hmm. And from just a fun way to connect with people, people are telling me that your meet and greets are absolutely epic. You've got Ann Banner still.
M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T. Yes, there's no actual.
We never spelled it out loud. We might have to make a decision. I'm just saying is people love these events, and they're telling me they're meeting some of their new friends. They're meeting people that are awake to what's going on. I appreciate you guys organizing the meet and greets because they really are a special component of the event that you might not see on the agenda. But I just want to make sure all the listeners know, because a lot of your listeners are coming to this event. If you mark your calendar, September 25th, okay, at the Marriott Hotel, correct me if I'm wrong here, you guys are hosting the meet and greet from 7 to 10 p.m. Is that right, in Colorado
That's
Springs?
That's right.
Correct.
Yep. It's awesome.
Yep, so, it is. I want to let's show a clip real fast from our last one because it was so incredible. Dr. Sherwood did something pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Check this out.
So I like to tell people that if your doctor, you know, cannot tear a phone book, what else can he not do? That might be getting in the way of you reaching your health goals.
Dave, could you roll the clip where Dr. Sherwood rips the head off of a moose?
We're saving that one for Colorado. There's not a lot of mooses in Grand Rapids. But I'd like to hit that. If you put a link to Dr. Sherwood on there, because he is an incredible man. And when you talk about combining these areas, when you talk about the spiritual component and the physical, the medical doctor. And the thing is, he runs a practice. His wife was the valedictorian of her medical school. And so he's not even the smartest Sherwood in the Sherwood house, which is pretty amazing. But Pastor Hagen there, I know that you've been friends with him. You've known him for a long time and actually a customer of his as well. He called a customer, a patient, a client, a consultant.
A patient.
Yeah. Actually, it hasn't been that long, really. October 12th of last year is whenever I walked into his office. And actually, I had asked Clay. I said, at that time, I was 340 pounds. And I said, Clay, I need to find someone to help me lose some weight or whatever. And then all of a sudden, Dr. Sherwood texts me and says, can you come see me? I just knew he's a doctor. I didn't know what he did. So I'm like, sure, man, I'll come see you. And when I walked in, we figured out that I need to lose like 120 pounds. And I'm like, how do you do that? You know, because I've been told in order to lose that kind of weight, you know, you got to have the surgery, have all these kind of things. And Dr. Sherwood looked at me, he goes, you can do it. You know, of course, the Bible says you can do all things that Christ strengthens us. And, you know, and the great thing about Dr. Sherwood is that he'll hit it from not only a natural perspective, but also a spiritual perspective as well.
Yes.
You know, and obviously that speaks to me being a pastor. And, you know, we just started on the program. And by January 1, I had lost 40 pounds. I was at 300 pounds. And I'm like, man, this is the smallest I've been in a while. Wow. You know, now we fast forward actually to, he has an event. He says, Craig, can you come and talk about, you know, your weight loss or whatever? And I had lost 50 pounds at the time. And I said, well, let me, I'm a former youth pastor. You know, I'm used to using props. So my wife actually fosters dogs and we get 40 pound bags of dog food. So I hauled in a 40 pound bag of dog food. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that this is what it had on my body, actually, you know, more than this. And when you show a 40 pound bag of dog food to a bunch of people and you feel how heavy it is, they're like, man, that's incredible. I mean, I need to do that.
Craig, I mean this. I mean this because Aaron, you know, when we're doing these events, the Reawaken America Tour events, you're behind the stage looking for the speakers.
Yep.
And two funny things that happened in Tulsa. I'm not kidding. Two things that happened. They're true stories. We couldn't at one point find General Flynn.
Yes,
that's true. Because I'm like, he's we got to find him. And the pro tip, if you're going to be out there and you want to open
Clay,
your own.
Clay says, Aaron, how did you lose General Flynn?
Yeah. Like, where is
try to explain that to America. Sorry, America, we lost General Flynn.
We got to deal with General Flynn to reawaken America, to where you have all the security and we keep him safe. But it's like, where is he? I look out, I'm looking, where is he? You know, it's kind of the lighting. It's where is he? I'm thinking maybe he's on the stage, maybe he's behind the stage. He's out there with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there with just sitting next to normal people in general admission tickets. Then in Michigan, I'm going, we lost him again.
Yeah.
I look up. I'm like, where is he? He's up in the third deck up there.
In the third deck in the balcony
in Michigan, hanging out with everybody. He loves to meet everybody. He loves to go to the overflow room. He likes to show up everywhere. And then now with Craig, with all the weight loss stuff going on, we find ourselves wondering, where's Craig? Like, so for today's interview, we're like, where's the other half of Craig?
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable, the weight loss there. It's truly incredible. Yeah.
How much have you lost at this point, Pastor Craig?
I've lost 100 pounds. But let me tell you, the second time I went to speak with Dr. Sherwood, I had lost 80 pounds. And I brought in 2 bags of dog food.
Wow.
And I tell you what, at that point in time, they're like, you're the dog food guy.
And that's actually not part of the diet. You don't eat dog food.
And the thing about it is, Dr. Sherwood says, Craig, you know, you crash my phone system and crash the computer every time you talk. I mean, you know, it's just incredible. And now, you know, I understand last year at this time, I was maybe like 350 pounds or so. And never thought that every day of my life I would be talking about health. I mean, if you told me that a year ago, hey, Craig, you're going to be talking about health every day of your life, I'm going to be like, yeah, right.
Hey, I want to bring this up here, speaking of the websites being crashed, this is very important for people to know. Everyone who's listening to your show right now needs to write this down. I'm sorry, this is probably life-saving for somebody.
Yes, okay? It is.
Especially amidst the Biden vaccine mandates that are being discussed, where if you have 100 employees or more, you're supposed to vaccinate all your staff, that jackassery. Jackson Lawmeyer, who's a friend of ours, he speaks at the Reawaken America Tour. He came into my office. He said, Clay, I would like to sign a vaccine exemption, religious vaccine exemption, for any of the online members of our church, the people that watch. So if you're watching right now and you have a pastor that will not sign a religious vaccine exemption for you for the COVID-19 RNA modifying nanotechnology filled vaccines, go to JacksonLawmeyer.com. Jackson, it's JACKSON Lawmeyer, LAHMEYER, JacksonLawmeyer.com. Let me show you what's going on. He has so much traffic right now. Aaron, I'm pulling this up so you can see it.
Oh, yeah.
The website, it's loading slow. Let me tell you what happened. Washington Post came out and they did a hit piece on him just this morning, about 5 hours ago, maybe 4 hours ago, because he has the audacity and the capacity needed to treat people. The Washington Post comes out and just begins blasting him. Let me pull it up here for being willing to write these. Look at the Washington Post 6 hours ago. Yep, it says this pastor will sign a religious vaccine exemption for vaccines if you donate to his church. The Hill pastor offers to sign. So he's being attacked in Yahoo News everywhere because he's signing these religious vaccine exemptions, and I'm not exaggerating. He had over 31,000 people that have filled out the form in the past 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're crashing Sherwood.tv because of your weight loss success. Jackson Lawmeyer, his website's being crashed because everybody is wanting these vaccine exemptions.
Yep.
And again, that's Jackson Lawmeyer. As soon as we hop off, I have to talk to him about cranking up the server speed again.
That's good. Now we got the website on the screen there. You can see his family, the beautiful family. I always tell Jackson, his family looks like the when you buy a picture frame, you know, to put your pictures in. It looks like the family that comes with the frame.
They're so good looking. You're like, I'm just going to keep them in there.
Like if he decides to quit pastoring his church, if he decides to get out of politics, he could just sell his photos to picture frame companies.
True.
That's not a bad idea there.
He's got a backup thing. Now his kids will keep growing. Maybe they won't be so cute in about 10 years. But you know, he could just hire new kids, but keep the ball rolling. You know, kind of like a Branson, you know, show or something
Fun fact Jackson shared from the pulpit last Sunday. He said that if every church in Oklahoma, if every church just adopted one kid in the foster care system, we could essentially empty the foster care system in Oklahoma. He was just doing the math about.
Wow.
So, I mean, again, the Christians out there, I know God is speaking to somebody right now, asking every single person to do something. You guys do a great job articulating that on your show, but really that's what the Reawaken America Tour is all about. Yep. It's asking people, what is the one thing that you can do to speak out and to show up and to yep. fight for your freedoms. And I encourage Pastor, I want to celebrate Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer for signing religious exemptions for people all across the country who have pastors too weak, too mm-hmm. unwilling to sign yes. up and to sign those. And I appreciate Pastor Craig for standing up and turning his church into the home of the Reawaken America Tour. And I appreciate Aaron Antis. He and his wife travel to these events. And let me tell you, we start at 6 a.m. Yep. Actually, about 5 o'clock is when you're waking up.
Right. Yeah.
We get to the venue. Aaron gets there about 6. And from 6 o'clock until really 6 o'clock or 7, it's back-to-back-to-back speakers, 3 to 4 per hour. Now, because Colorado Springs, General Flynn called me, and he said, Clay, I want to raise $1 million for the families of those 13 soldiers that were killed in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
He said, Clay, can you get on the phone with your contacts and make it happen? So I called One America. They're going to stream the event. They're running commercials right now promoting the event. One America News is. Yep. NTD is. We have so many streaming partners. Yeah. So this event, we're going to have, Aaron, 4 speakers per hour. We haven't talked about that yet.
Oh, great.
So it's going to be, it's going to be a laser show. I mean, it's going to be, and it's always like this. Aaron is, he and his wife are on top of it. And I always look and I'll go, Aaron, do you have the next speaker? And he says, yeah, I got the next speaker. And then somehow, but in the next 10 seconds, I'm like, where's the next speaker? it's down to the minute.
Hey, usually I have the next 2 speakers lined
He's
up.
He's on it.
Yeah. And they're ready to go back to back. But occasionally, I can't find General Flynn.
Aaron, just a tip. I know Dr. Sherwood, you could get B12 shots from him as well, kind of get your vitamin level up. You might want to be hedging in advance event takes place.
Dr. Sherwood was my doctor before either of these guys met Dr. Sherwood. But I actually have Mrs. Dr. Sherwood as my doctor.
Can I say
so
this?
I've got the smarter one.
Before you even talked about the Sherwoods, I had this unbelievable rash. And I went to see Sherwood.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy. Would you look at it?
Hey, well, Clay, I want to talk about that for just 1 second because Pastor Craig said something really significant, and that is Dr. Sherwood approached his entire health from multiple facets, the spiritual and the physical. And I think our country is in a place right now where just physical solutions are not the answer. Just spiritual solutions aren't the answer. We need action. We need people out there doing things, showing up at school boards.
Correct.
But we also need we need the presence of God. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit filling us individually, privately, all alone. No one else can do that for you. Stacy can't do push-ups for me. She can't spend time with God for me. I need to be doing that alone. Mm-hmm. And then we bring that into the marketplace. We bring that into the business. We bring that into Hollywood. We bring that into the education. Government. We bring it into government. Mm-hmm. We need a multi-pronged approach. And your events, the Reawaken event, is what hits that from many directions at the same time, which is exactly what our country needs.
Let's talk about this. The momentum. People say, well, how many of these are you going to do? I'm just telling you, 7. That's the number I've committed to do. I feel like God asked me to do this. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. People all the time, people text me. They're like, there's someone stealing your event going on right now in Utah. Someone's stealing the idea and mess. I want people to steal the idea. I wanted to just help spark a revival. I didn't want to have the patent on the word revival or patriotism. There's so many great events going on. Bard's Fest is going on. Charlene Bollinger has an event going on. There's so many great events going on. Yeah. I encourage you to find an event to plug into. But after that, after the events happen, you have the ongoing process, or as the Canadians say, the process. So what you do is the process, the process. What we want to do is the process moving forward is every 2 weeks at Camp Clark and Chicken Palace in Tulsa, Oklahoma, every 2 weeks, we are going to be having, and before I met you guys, Aaron can attest to this, we would have business conferences.
Yes, we did.
Where we would teach people how to gain financial independence. That's what we would do. Yep.
That's probably where you got that rash.
By the way, it's not as much. I'm not concerned about the itching; it's the pussing. I'm sorry to say what I want to say. It was too far. So, but that's where the humor is right there. Okay. The point is, so every 2 weeks we're going to have these events. We're calling them Defund the Swamp, Refund the Kingdom. Okay. Mm-hmm. Every 2 weeks, you're going to be able to travel to Tulsa, Oklahoma. You'll be in groups of about 200 people or less. We're going to set you up with lanyards. Okay. So all the people from like the East Coast, you'll get a lanyard. People from the West Coast will get a lanyard. And it's a 2-day interactive, how to homeschool your kids, how to achieve financial independence, how to pull your family's spending out of the deep state, out of the deep state medical system, out of the corrupt medical system, how to really seek the truth and to live in a way where we don't commit financial hypocrisy with every purchase. And you'll see those tickets going on sale. And we'll have our business workshops, which are the world's highest rated and most reviewed small business workshops. Those fire up here soon. So I should be announcing the date tomorrow morning. I'm working through the calendar right now. So December in Dallas, if you can snag a ticket right now, I would do it. People say, well, how much does it cost? Aaron, you're a home builder. Why would it be a little bit concerning if people went to ShawHomes.com and they said, how much is the house? And you said, whatever you name the price, whatever you can afford. Why would that be a little bit of a concern?
Because we might not be profitable doing that. That's the big
challenge of this, because it would be so easy to say, well, you have to pay $350 to attend a 3-day event. Because I mean, a lot of these events, if you've ever been to CPAC or any of these Republican events in the past, or even a lot of church conferences, it's not uncommon for you to pay $500 or $1,000 to attend an event. We've all been to business conferences that are $1,000.
Yep.
So we tell people, hey, if you can pay $250, great. If not, whatever you can afford to pay. And if you use the flyover promo code, a certain percentage of the sales goes to help support your show. Yep. So I encourage people to use the flyover conservative promo code. They can save 10% off. But I'm just telling you, the whole thing, it's out of my comfort zone. Aaron knows I traveling's not my gig.
No, you hate it.
That's not my thing. Large gatherings of people, I'm like, hold me.
Yeah, that's not you.
All of this is out of my zone. But God's asked me to step out of my zone. But it's not about me. It's not about we. It's all about he. And I ask everybody out there, you might say, I hate to travel. That's why. But maybe you need to go to the event in Dallas. Yeah. You might say, I don't do large groups. Maybe that's why you're supposed to sit in the front row in Dallas. You might say, I don't really want to participate in politics. I just want to wait for them to come and get me. Yeah. Maybe that's where you need to. I mean, seriously, everybody. My wife, who's just with an earshot, I can see her. Maybe she can't. She's on the other side of this window. My wife, you know, went and spoke up to the school board.
Oh yeah,
with the help of Glenn Shaw, the founder of Shaw Homes, his wife.
Yeah,
and the school Metro Christian Academy, where our kids go, they reversed the mask mandate because my wife spoke up totally out of her comfort zone. Yep. Because Miriam spoke up.
Awesome. Dude, I'm just saying,
everybody is being asked right now to get involved. Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, I mean, could you imagine what it would be like to tell your staff, guys, we need to sign 31,000 religious exemption forms because people are going to JacksonLawmeyer.com. And by the way, they're coming in like one every 5 seconds. And that was before Yahoo News, The Hill, and Washington Post. I haven't even talked to him since that went live.
Yeah.
I would predict he'll have a million requests in the next 30 days.
But it's still a lot easier to sign one of those exemption forms than it is a pair of flip-flops.
What we're doing, just as a little promotional idea. Jackson Lawmeyer is trying to unseat Senator James Lankford. And James Lankford is a flip-flop.
He's a flip-flop.
He says, I love Trump. Yeah, let's support him. Now, and then when the tide changes and the media comes after me, he says, no, I don't side with him. I do think Columbus Day is racist. He says, I think election integrity is important. And then when the election fraud begins, he says, no, I do think that we should just let this election go.
Yeah.
He's a flip-flopper. He's I told Jackson, I said, we should sell some James Lankford super cheap flip-flops. We don't want the flip-flops to be off-brand.
Right.
So they need to be just like James Lankford. They need to be cheap. They need to be easily, they need to be purchased, and you can buy them from a Chinese company. Right. They're cheap. And they're going to break down. They're going to break down when you need them most.
Right.
And they're completely useless. Right. Right now we're headed into the fall and the winter.
Yeah.
Totally useless.
Right.
And non-essential employee. That's the kind of guy, that's the kind of flip-flops we need.
A lot
and
of so, similarities there.
So people are buying these, I mean, in the thousands, and then Jackson will sign one for you, right? They have a commemorative ultra cheap flip-flop. In honor of, with all due respect, in honor of James Lankford.
Which I think is beautiful. The guy's a windsock. He just kind of blows whatever direction it's going.
Hey, speaking of windsock, if I wore a windsock, would that help with my rash, Dave?
Maybe in some bag balm, in a metal can. That's sort of that's the Windex in our family around here. You put it on.
Dave,
everything
let me show you works. The picture of the rash real quick. I'm just kidding.
Well, hey, you're actually going to help me with my weight loss because we're going to be going to lunch when this interview is over, and
I'm not eating.
I don't feel like it anymore. So I did talk to Sherwood about your weight loss technique there. All you do is say disgusting things when it's time to eat, and people like lose their appetite. So
if you're looking for tickets for the Reawaken, go to 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. Text the word flyover and they will get back with you. 918-851-0102. Make sure you let them know if you're with Flyover. You get the 10% discount, but also it lets us know that you are coming from Flyover and we can let you know about the meet and greet.
And the meet and greet, we communicate with you. And Colorado Springs is sold out. But what would our forefathers have done if they wanted to attend an event that was sold out? They would hammer through. They would ask again.
My fathers would have just shown up. people are showing up just for the meet and greet. I can tell you there are people. We've told them, just come to the flyover meet and greet. I predict you'll have more than 500, maybe 1,000 people coming to the flyover.
It was the most talked about thing at our last event was the flyover conservative meet and greet. Everybody was talking about it. There was a buzz throughout the whole crowd and through the speaker's room.
Hey, I have a question for you guys before you have to hang up on us. This is just a question.
Come on.
With the pastor here. When the pastor's here, I always feel like I should be honest because God's watching, but when the pastor's really here, I feel like, and I just want to know, Aaron, is it okay if I said a pussing rash when I meant to say oozing? I meant to say oozing. Is that okay?
I feel like the Apostle Paul had oozing that, eye disease that maybe was similar. I don't know.
It doesn't itch anymore. It just burns.
I think that's what Paul talked about, the thorn in his side. It was actually, that was code. The translators didn't know what to do. The thorn in his side was actually a pussy sore.
For sure it helped.
Maybe Clay's actually a leper and we need to just lay hands on him right now.
You guys, thanks for coming on. We're going to see you in Colorado Springs. We're going to see you in San Antonio, down at the Riverwalk, hanging out. We're going to see you in Dallas in December. We're going to end this fall in a strong note, and we're going to save America together. It does take all of us. We need everybody showing up. People wanted Donald Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. What we need is 80 million Americans to do one thing to save their own country, and that's what you guys are facilitating, and we thank you for it.
Thank you so much.
Take care, guys. Have a great day.
And thank you, Flyover family, for joining us today.
Before we let you go, I want to make sure you have all the details necessary to participate in the things discussed in that show. There was a lot going on there.
A lot going
Lots
on.
Lots going this way, going that way. It's like being inside of Clay's head for just a little bit. But here's the details you need for the event. Text the word events to 816-579-1144. The word events with an S. 816-579-1144. You'll have access to a Dropbox link for all the future Reawaken America events, San Antonio, Dallas, and the one coming up right away in Colorado Springs, as well as all the details necessary for the meet and greet so that you can participate in the Patriot Party meet and greet.
Whoop, whoop. It's going to be so much fun. Again, that's in Colorado Springs at the Marriott, and it's going to be on the 25th, that's Saturday, from 7 to 10 p.m. These are some of the guests that are going to be there. Ann Vanderstill, Mel Kay, Dr. Sherwood, David and I, producer Colton, and some other guests will be there. So we would love to have you participate. There's going to be a cash bar. We are going to have a blast. In fact, Dr. Sherwood's going to do something incredible. We don't even know what it is.
Something incredible. It's going to be great. We'll find something for him to bend, break, or destroy. But you get a chance to meet Dr. Sherwood and Dr. Michelle in person. Sherwood.tv/flyover to reach out to him. That is a powerful testimony there with Pastor Craig Hagen with his weight loss. They attack health from every different direction. So any area you're kind of struggling with, you can work with them on it with encouragement and prayer at the same time. Yes. It's a powerful combination. Sherwood.tv/flyover.
And thank you again for joining us today. We bless you. We bless you to realize that you were born for such a time as this. We bless you to realize that your voice is important, that this is truly the best time to be alive. And we bless you to wake up, speak up, and show up.
We'll see you at a Reawaken America event, guys. Wake up, speak up, and show up at the event.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.